Brazilian people have chosen Jair Bolsonaro from the right as their next president. He defeated Fernando Haddad of the left-leaning Workers' Party, long embroiled in corruption scandals. And President-elect Bolsonaro himself is controversial. During the campaign, he made it clear he puts agribusiness, hydropower, and mining in the Amazon forest ahead of conservation and many of the rights of indigenous peoples. The Amazon is the world's largest rainforest, and Brazil's carbon emissions rank fifth in the world, due mostly to deforestation. During the campaign, he suggested he would withdraw Brazil from the 2015 Paris Agreement, although recently he dialed that back. Joining us now is Gustavo Faleiros. He's a former Knight International Journalism Fellow and the founder of Info Amazonia, a digital news platform that monitors the Amazon with satellite data. He joins us from Sao Paulo. Welcome to Living on Earth, Gustavo.
Hello.
So what's the view there of how close he is to mining and agribusiness interests there?
Well, two things that he said in the very beginning of the campaign. The future of Brazil, it's the mining of some rare minerals in the Amazon region. So he said that we need new partnerships to explore the Amazon region. And as for the agribusiness sector, they openly declared their vote on Bolsonaro. And one of his main proposals is actually to ban an organization which is called the Landless Movement. And this Landless Movement has been active for the past 30 years, invading some unproductive farms. So he's saying that this will not be allowed anymore, and actually calling them terrorists. So there is a clear alignment with the agribusiness sector for the defending of the property and to facilitate some of their pledges in terms of getting quicker approval of pesticides and quicker approval of deforestation permits.
So he favors large agribusiness over small farmers. Let me ask you about deforestation. Now, for years, deforestation has gone down in Brazil. In fact, up until, I think, 2012 or so under Lula, it had decreased. But in recent years, deforestation has been increasing. What will the president-elect Bolsonaro do about deforestation? Which way do you think he'll push the trend?
I think it will continue to go up. That's based on some analysis that I read. It started in 2012 after a change on the forest code, a law that was very important in Brazil was made, giving the sign to producers that it was okay to cut down trees because at some point the government would pardon them. So what I see happening right now is a very similar thing, because Bolsonaro has made as one of his first points that he wants to stop chasing producers. That's more or less how he said. He said, like, well, this IBAMA, as the environmental agency is called here, it's hindering production. So we're going to take them out. They won't chase producers anymore. So what I see is, like, if he's weakening this environmental agency, we won't have like enforcement, we won't have no one to curb deforestation or illegality. And so I see deforestation going up.
Talk to me about agribusiness in Brazil. Just what are the main industries there and how would you rate their political influence as of today?
Well, the main industries here are meat and soybeans. So we actually compete a lot with the US for the Chinese market and other markets to sell these agro commodities. And there is a huge range of producers. You have very advanced technological production of soybeans and large scale and big properties. And you also have like more, especially in the meat industry, people not taking so much care of the environment. But what is true is that over these years, their political influence has been growing and growing in the Congress, to the point that we have now a base that we call the Ruralistas, which is a group of congressmen that lobbies for the sector. And then they've been growing their influence, I would say, over the past decade, especially since 2012, when they actually managed to change the forest code. What we say is like they taste the victory and they realize that they could do much more, and they start putting much more controversial proposals, such as mining indigenous land.
So what has he said about indigenous populations there?
Well, he said in a recent speech that if he was elected, not even a centimeter would be given to indigenous people anymore. As you probably know, Brazil is now the number one country in terms of land violence, land conflicts. We have here, according to reports of Global Witness, the highest number of land defenders, environmental defenders killed each year. And also we did ourselves at InfoAmazonia a report showing 35 years of the killing of indigenous people, and the numbers were staggering. More than 1,000 indigenous people were killed in the past 35 years. So it is an issue that is here, and it's getting worse because of this frontiers of deforestation. The actual land conflict is really present. So we might see more violence in the rural areas of Brazil because of land conflicts or invasions to indigenous lands.
So, Gustavo, there are more than 200 million people in Brazil. President-elect Bolsonaro is just one person. Being that one person, what does his presidency mean about the future of the Amazon rainforest?
I think it represents the view of a great part of the society that the Amazon should develop and have an infrastructure and give better conditions for its inhabitants. But I don't think it represents the wish of a great number of Brazilians that this improvement of the region should happen with what we call sustainable development, with the care of the natural resources and assets and biodiversity and water that we have there. There is a need for development, of course, but it needs to be done in an inclusive way, taking into account the people who live there for centuries, which are the indigenous people, and even taking into account the future of people who are not Brazilians, who depends on this tropical forest for having a stable climate.
Gustavo Faleros is a Brazilian journalist and a former Knight International Journalism Fellow. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.